أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين بالعلم والعمل بحق محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic laws, we reach to issue number 275. Within this issue, we're talking about laws which belong to His Eminency Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Sistani, and now the subject of ablution, wudu, and we are under the condition. All right. Within issue number 275, if a person who does not wish to offer prayers in a particular mosque. For example, we enter to a particular mosque, to a particular masjid. In this masjid, and is not aware, he doesn't know whether its pool has been dedicated to the general public. Maybe this pool is dedicated to a general public, or not. So we don't know. So in this case, or this water is specifically to those who offer prayers in that mosque. What is offer prayers? It means to perform prayers, to do prayers in that mosque, not in any other mosque. Okay? So, you came to any mosque and you perform wudu from its water, okay, from its pool, but you don't know whether this pool has been dedicated to the general public, okay, or specifically to those who offer prayers in that mosque. Yes, exactly, the owner, the waqif. In this case, we don't know the owner or the waqif. He dedicated this water to the people who pray in this mosque or to general people. Okay? So, or specifically to those who offer prayers in that mosque. He cannot perform wudu with the water of the pool of that mosque. So, he cannot perform wudu of that mosque. He cannot perform wudu from the pool of that mosque. Why? He will be usurped. Because he will be usurped, you know. The water will be usurped. And one of the conditions to perform wudu, the water shouldn't be usurped, as you know. Okay? However, if people who do not pray in that mosque usually perform wudu there without any prohibition, he can perform wudu from that pool. In another case, he noticed that some people, they came and perform wudu in that place, okay? Then they move and they pray to another what? To another mosque, to another masjid, and nobody is prohibiting them, is preventing them from performing wudu there. So it's not okay. Yes, for example, our school Al-Hassaniya, you visit us in Karbala, in Al-Hassaniya, the waqif, the owner, he doesn't accept to people to the people from outside to come and make wudu or ghusl in that school, unless you are one of the students of the religious studies, okay, or you live in Al Hassaniyah. So it is up to the owner. It is exactly, I'll give you example. It is exactly the same as the water which put in a tank, and he wrote, this water, it's only for drinking, not for wudu. So we cannot perform wudu with that water. Good. Now, with issue number 276, performing wudu from the pools of the inns. Inns here, it is not like when it goes in your mind outside in Europe, they call it inns, the places where people go and drink alcohol and something like that. No, inns, the places where people used to come and stay. Exactly. Exactly, both of them, the same thing. Thank you very much. So, performing wudu from the pools of the inns and hotels, etc., by persons, even there, they are called, yes, they called inn, yes. Okay, by persons who are not resident residing there, okay, is valid, even if they accept that people, if they are not stay there, okay, is valid, or if the other persons who are not staying there usually perform wudu with that water without being prohibited. So the same thing, it is the same thing. If you go to motel or a hotel or an inn, okay, and you perform wudu, that's okay, definitely. What we need, Mr. Ali, we need the permission of the owner, that's it, nothing more. In order to have the water to be what, permissible. If they do not know what wudu is, you can tell them to wash my face and to wash my hands. That's it. If they accept, that's enough. So you don't need to tell them. If they don't know wudu, so as Muslims, as some people they know, they know the wudu, you have to tell them. But if the other people, they don't know what is wudu, but you know, you see your acts, washing your face, washing your right hand, left hand, and wiping your head and foot, that's okay. If you tell him, just wash my face and my hands, that's okay, and they accept. Okay, within issue number 277, there is no harm if a person performs wudu in the water flowing in big canals. So there is no harm if a person performs wudu in the water flowing in big canals, even if he does not know whether the owner of that canal would allow. He does not know. We're talking about big canals. But if the owner of the canal perhaps performing wudu, he is preventing, okay, with performing wudu with that water, or if he is a minor, you know, not adult, a minor, or an insane, crazy, the owner is either minor or crazy person, then as recommended precaution, one should refrain from doing wudu in it. So in this case, you should not perform wudu as obligatory precaution, as recommended precaution, you know, recommended precaution. Yes. If you don't know, go ahead and perform wudu. There is no problem. But if you know that the owner is minor or is insane, as recommended precaution, you shouldn't do ablution. But it is a recommended precaution. If you perform wudu, there is no problem. There is no problem. And your wudu will be what? Will be valid. Will be valid. Exactly, exactly. Within issue 278, if a person forgets that the water has been usurped, he knows before that this water was what usurped, and now he forgets. And now he forgets that this water is what usurped, and perform wudu with it. His wudu is in order. It's okay. Unless he was the usurped person. Okay? But if a person has usurped the water himself, you see, but if the person, unless he has usurped the water, he himself has usurped the water himself, and then forget about it, forget that he usurped the water, his wudu with that water will be void. Okay? Condition number four. The fourth condition, is that container of the water. Now we're talking, we finished to talk about the water. Now we talk about the container of the water used by the person concerned for wudu should be mubah, permissible for use by him. Okay? Is that clear? Do you have a question about this? The container. Okay. The fifth condition is that as an obligatory precaution, the container of the water used for wudu should not be made of gold or silver. Now, the container, first of all, should not be usurped. Second, the container shouldn't be made of gold or silver. The details of these two rules will follow later. Issue number 279. If the water for wudu is in a usurped container. Really? Yes. Exactly, Mr. Ali. People before they were proud to have such vessels, okay, made of silver or gold, because it's a kind of, they are rich. Okay? Yes. But this is haram to perform from a vessel or container made of gold or silver. So, within issue 279, if the water for wudu is in a usurped container or is in the vessels of is in the vessels of gold and silver, and there is no other water available. It is only the water in that vessel which is made of what? Which is made of gold or silver. He should transfer that water, okay, lawfully into another container, and then do wudu. If he cannot possibly do that, he should perform tayammum. Look. If there is no ability to perform water from that vessel to another vessel which is made of not gold or silver, so he should what? He should perform tayammum. However, if he has other water he should use that other water, wudu, and not using the old one, the other water which is in gold or in silver vessel. And in either case, if he acts against the rule and performs wudu with the water which is either in a reserved container or is made of gold or silver, his wudu will be in order. What does that mean, in order? It means acceptable. Okay. But it is better to not use that vessels, a usurped vessels or a gold or a silver vessel. Issue number 280. A pool of water which has a usurped stone. Now we are talking about this stone in the pool, and that stone is usurped. That stone is usurped, or brick, or that brick is usurped also. In it can be used, but my parents were Muslims. How come that they didn't know that silver is something normal, Mr. Ali? Now, most of the Muslims, if you go to the public places for wudu, you see them. Yes, I know. You see them, they didn't perform wudu in correct way. And you see most of the people, they lie. While lying, it is one of the biggest illegal things. واحد الكبائر المحرمات. Okay. Now we talk about another thing. A pool of water which has a usurped stone or usurped brick, okay, in it, can be used for wudu. If drawing water from it would not in any way amount to using that brick or stone, okay? If she doesn't know, Mr. Ali, if your mother doesn't know that she performed from silver vessel or a gold vessel, it's okay, because she doesn't know, okay? But if she knows and she make wudu, do wudu, perform wudu deliberately, no, that's unacceptable. Okay, good. Now, we talk about what a pool, and in that pool, there is what, a usurped stone or a brick, or a usurped brick in it. Can be used for wudu if a drawing water from it would not, what, anyway, amount to using that brick or stone. If it amounts to that, then drawing water will be haram. But wudu will be what? Valid. Wudu would be valid. Yes. Within issue number 281. Not clear? Okay. Now we have pool, and that pool, some bricks or some stones which built inside the pool are what? Are usurped. Okay? So, if I use, okay, but if I use this brick or stone to perform wudu, first of all, if I use the water from this pool, and this water using that brick or stone, that's okay. Never mind, it's okay. I mean the usurped stone or brick. But if it amounts that, then the drawing water will be haram. Okay? But wudu will be valid. Same thing. It is haram, you made sin, But the wudu is valid. But wudu is valid. It is haram to use the usurped thing. Anything which is usurped, it is haram to use it. But for example, yes, it is haram to use. But for example, I take the water and perform wudu, perform ablution from that well. Okay, so how about my wudu? We said that your wudu is valid, but you committed a sin. You committed a sin. Okay? Okay. Issue number 281. If a pool or a canal is dug in the courtyards of the shrines of Imams. This pool dug where? In a courtyards of the shrines of Imams or their descendants. Okay? Which was previously a graveyard. There is no harm in performing wudu with water of that pool or canal. There is no harm. Okay. If he did not know the person who performed wudu, if he did not know that land was previously dedicated as a graveyard, if he doesn't know that this that land was previously dedicated as a graveyard, it's okay to perform wudu from it. Okay? Now, the sixth condition is that parts of the body on which wudu is performed should be packed at the time of washing and wiping. Not before wudu. It is not necessary before wudu that the parts of wudu should be what? Should be pure. But within performing wudu, these parts should be wudu. For example, if there is blood on my hand, I shouldn't wash it before wudu. But while I'm dropping water on it, then the blood moves away and the hand becomes pure, so I can perform wudu at the same time. With issue 282, if the place which has been already washed, absolutely, it's mentioned in Arabic. Within issue 282, Yahya, we are talking about the conditions of ablution, of wudu. Okay? And now we're talking with the sixth condition, is that parts of the body on which wudu is performed should be pure at the time of washing and wiping. It means maybe there is a drop of blood on my hand, I shouldn't remove it before performing wudu. But while I'm doing wudu, I can remove it while I'm performing wudu. Okay? Now, with issue number 282. If the place which has been already washed or wiped in wudu becomes najis before the completion of the wudu, it will be deemed valid. It will be deemed valid. What is that? This is the wudu. This is the wudu. Now, within issue 283, if any other part of the body other than the parts of wudu. What are the parts of the wudu? The parts of wudu are the face, the left and right and left hands, and the foot. Okay? These are the parts of wudu. Say, Sistan said, if another part of the body other than the parts of wudu, and just like your leg, okay, your back, your neck, okay, any parts except the parts of wudu is najis. The wudu will be in order. The wudu will be in order. It means the wudu will be correct, valid. Okay. However, if the outlet, but there is an exception. Look, however, there is an exception. What is that exception? Unless, look, if the outlet of the urine or excursion have not been made pak. In this point, no, we don't accept. The recommended precaution is that one should make them pak first and then perform wudu. And then perform wudu. So this is very important as a recommended precaution. Yes, we will start on issue number 284. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.